Roy speaking.
Hello, my name is Alex. We are calling for National Opinion Survey. We are not selling anything. We are conducting an opinion survey, and we would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Yes.
Do you have someone who works in that media?
Oh, no.
Okay, thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Thank you. And I know you're still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for President of Congress? Would you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Yeah.
Chances 50-50?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Thank you. For statistical purposes only, what is your age?
60.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting this year presidential and congressional election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means that you are not motivated at all to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. From 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, someone closely, not that closely, or not closely at all?
Very closely.
Okay, and regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Say that again.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Very or some, And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, is staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Thank you. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. The options are lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, creating more jobs and raising wage, reducing crime, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, combating the division and racism, protection abortion rights, border security, improving K-12 public school education, or fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods?
What was that last one?
Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
All of the ones before that one, leave that last one off.
Okay, remember that you can select two.
Oh, only two?
Yes.
Well, it's tough. The first one and lowering the cost of student loan debt.
Okay. The first one is lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs and making college more affordable and forgiving student debt.
Yes.
Okay?
Those two.
Thank you. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 that you are neutral with them. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of that person or organization, let me know. The first one is Josh Enstein.
I've never heard of that person.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Stephanie Foss.
Thank you. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
60.
Thank you. Jill Estein.
What's the last name?
Jill Estein.
I've never heard of that person.
Okay. Democrats in Congress. Okay. Republicans in Congress in general.
Ten.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
75.
Thank you. Mark K. Robinson.
60.
Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you. And Tim Scott.
Ugh. Ten.
Thank you. We are halfway the survey. We're almost done. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were an independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, independent Jill Estein, Republican Donald Trump, and independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote?
Can you tell me those again?
Of course. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were an independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, independent Jill Estein, Republican Donald Trump, and independent Cornel West, for whom will you vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. If the general elections for governor of North Carolina were held today and the candidates were Republican Mark Robinson, Libertarian Mike Ross, Democrat Josh Enstein, and Green Party candidate Wayne Turner, for whom will you vote?
Josh Enstein.
Thank you. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yes.
A lot or some?
A lot.
Thank you. And has what you have read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
More.
Thank you. What have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards Biden administration? This is an open question. You can give me your opinion.
Student loan debt. Minimizing student loan debt.
Okay.
Making college more affordable.
Okay. Just that.
Gun control. Common sense laws for gun control.
Okay. Thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
He's not the president. I think he's just in court all the time. I haven't really read anything.
Okay.
I can't believe he's actually running for president.
Okay, so you would say that you have heard a lot, some, or a little?
Very little. Nothing.
Okay.
Crickets.
I'd like you to read what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe is the biggest threat to African-American community right now? Again, you can choose two. Donald Trump getting elected president again? Stagnant wage and rising cost? A lack of greater economy opportunity and jobs in our community? The rise of white supremacy and nationalism, rising crime and violence, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, the lack of quality education opportunities, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security. You can choose two.
I'm going to have to go with Donald Trump becoming president.
Okay.
And the rise of white supremacy.
Thank you. And for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden will be better dealing with that issue. The first one is bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. Trump better, Biden better.
Biden.
Okay, someone better or much better?
Much better.
Thank you. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism. Trump or Biden?
Biden.
So much more or somewhat better?
Much more.
Thank you. Securing our borders.
That's a tough one. Securing our borders. I have to say Trump.
Okay. Much better or somewhat better?
Somewhat better. There's no way to fix that. Well,
okay.
It's difficult to fix that.
Implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
Biden.
Sorry. Okay, Biden much better or Biden somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. And protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Biden.
Much better or somewhat?
Much better.
Thank you. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
More.
Thank you. As you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
Fair.
Very fair or somewhat unfair?
Very fair.
Thank you. Since Donald Trump was found guilty on 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, and not at all.
Very often.
And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or other? You can select two.
Give me those again. YouTube.
YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter.
I get news?
Yes.
I don't get news from those.
Okay, what would be the from other then?
Other, CNN.
Okay, thank you. And switch your gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Oh, I'm a doctor.
That will be postgraduate PhD. Master. Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Are you married? Are you currently married or married with a partner, single, separate, or widow?
Single.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Once a week.
Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, are white? About half are white? Less than half are white? Hardly any are white? Or none of your neighbors are white?
Did you say more than half?
Yes.
More than half.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural.
Rural.
And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay, were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
And were you born outside of the United States?
No.
You identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, this concludes our service, sir. Thank you so much for your time. Please enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Espérate. Ay, no. Espérate, 25. Sí. Ah. Ah, va, por lo menos. Uy, pero ¿por qué está en color gris? ¿Qué? ¡Ay! Casi. Sí. Otra cosa, el fondo está vacío. ¿Qué pasa? ¿Viene bravo? Sí, está vacío. No se puede eliminar. Solo le da cáncer. Hola, mi amor, Lina. Sí. ¿Qué crees? Okay. Mire, mi amor, mire.
Mire qué rica está,
Se levanta de mala, va. Por allá te lo empuja.
Mire, mami.
No obliga. Si no, mala, por allá te lo va a tirar. Mira lo que dice Ruta. Ay, a ver qué te dice. Yo me lo estoy comiendo.
¿No crees que el enemigo me habló con más? Sácala. ¿Vale? ¿Va a ver de afuera? Qué bueno es este mango. Mira, mira, mira. Tú quitaste el churro de ahí. Ah, ¿por qué? ¿No, mamita? Sí, así vi. No, escucha que las pasaron. Ay. Sí, tú de milagros ahí.